With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys. Wow, this feels weird.
You're starting.
I know.
It's very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's not a formal beginning because we recorded this episode a few days ago, but I wanted to tell everybody about the exciting news of our, we finally have music.
Yeah.
And it's been a little while and we're so appreciative. You guys were so patient, but I am super excited about the, so we had the music custom done for us. We found somebody in Nashville.
And through a friend. You found them.
Well, I found them through a friend, another podcast.
A little bit of credit I give you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm learning.
So
this podcast has made me learn how to like talk nice. Say nice things.
Okay. I think after they listen to this episode, they'll realize that that's not really true.
True.
But we had gone through music. We couldn't find anything. And we listened to this one. And it was, she sent it to us. And it was great.
Yeah. Like first call, like done.
Yeah.
Like she was like, here you go. What do you guys think? Let me know if you have changes.
Well, she asked me in the beginning, what are you looking for? And I'm like, oh, good. Like I have no idea. First of all, I'm not a musician. Second of all, you know, I know nothing about, like, I don't know. How do you explain that, what you're looking for in music?
That's very tough.
Yeah.
Especially for us, because we're so different musically.
Well, that's what I said to her. I was like, Adam is all rap.
No?
I said, Adam is all rock and roll.
I love 80s rap.
Yeah?
But
you love like Beastie Boys.
I love Beastie Boys. I love Run DMC. Like, yeah. 80s rap is fun.
Yeah,
so
great.
Fun.
Yeah,
I'm
but I like current rap also.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not. Yeah.
No, I'm a hard
rock. But you would never just like
guy.
Be sitting here and like put on rap.
Oh no.
Right.
Nope.
See, I would in a heartbeat, and that's what I run to.
When I'm sitting here sometimes like editing and working, like I'll put on like old live Zeppelin concerts or like Rush concerts or Metallica like that's what I love. Like that gets me going. That gets me like I can work during that.
Well, and that's what I'm, when I walk into the kitchen and you're like cleaning up the kitchen, that remember that time?
Yeah. You mean this week as opposed to the week before and the week before that and the week before that?
When I walk in from the garage and I walk into the kitchen and the music is blaring, I like want to scream because it's so loud and obnoxious. But yeah, it's what you like. So I said to her, Adam's all like rock and roll, like or hard rock.
What is it, the 50s? I'm like,
what do you
rock
call
and roll?
It?
Like, am I?
What is it? All right, so you describe
rock
it.
And roll.
How would you describe? Obviously, I did a good job because she knew exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, she did.
But it's not called rock and roll anymore. What's
it
called?
Honestly, well, today.
All right, what is Guns N' Roses?
Now?
Yeah.
Classic rock.
Oh. Old people music?
Yeah.
Sweating to the oldies. Classic rock. That's sad.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm hip hop, like most of my favorite, you know, I'm like a, but also kind of old school, but although I like new kind of stuff too. Also.
Did you know that our TV shows we grew up with are on TV Land now?
Yeah, but TV Land also has new shows, so that doesn't
say
anything. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want, okay. I just knew that like,
yeah,
no, our shows have, that we grew up
listening,
watching.
I mean, yes, we definitely, yeah, we're definitely right. Now, they're all in. Crazy syndication.
We're old. But. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, I said a mix of, you know, hip hop and rock.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but we have a lot of female listeners. We have a lot of male listeners. You know, they run the gamut of, I think, their taste. And so give us, you know, something that sort of is like general but edgy and something that is, you know, that'll stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did a great job.
Yeah, I like it.
And I'm glad we're doing this beginning part. And I feel like we should do this for every episode or do a part at the end. Because after we record every episode and I listen to it again, I always think of like 7 or 8 things that I want to say about the episode and like discuss, almost like the wrap-up show on Howard.
Right.
Like
yeah.
I want to like
say
stuff.
Well, he's not
even
part of it though.
Right. But the similar kind of thing where you talk about the show.
So we should hire people to talk about our show.
Oh my
after.
God, that would be awesome. But so the first thing I wanted to mention that you could, like, when you're listening to the show today is I mentioned a movie with Kiefer Sutherland in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up. I said I was going to look it up. It's called The Vanishing. It's from 1993. No, if you like thrillers, I mean, it's 1993, so take it with a grain of salt. But I remember being really freaked out by it, and I really liked it. And I said Kiefer Sutherland is the bad guy. Jeff Bridges is actually the bad guy. And Kiefer Sutherland, I think this is one of the few movies where he's actually not the bad guy.
Oh, okay. That's like the Flatliners era, right?
93?
Yeah, around like then. Around that area. Mm-hmm.
So, and the second thing was in the episode, at one point, you say something about Michael Douglas. I'm not going to say what it was.
Okay.
But you make a statement about Michael Douglas, which the fact that you even knew this about Michael Douglas is shocking. but I was like, afterwards, I was like, that doesn't sound right. And I looked it up and you were right.
Yeah, damn right I was.
And not, but you were right. He said it. I don't know if it's, and then later he apologized to his wife and said that he feels bad that he said it.
I see the headline and that's the news.
All right. So anyway, but I was like, people aren't going to believe it because I didn't believe it, but you were right.
Yeah. I thought that was like
that's weird.
Mainstream
that never happens.
Tabloid media stuff.
Not for the reason you say.
Okay.
So now you can go and listen to the episode and yeah.
Okay. I hope
and
you like it.
And I haven't been arrested yet.
What?
I'm still here after they listen to the
oh,
episode.
Oh, right. When you listen to the episode, you're going to wonder if Danielle's still here.
You are. I am.
But make it to the end because that's where it is.
All right, enjoy.
Yeah, we hope you like it. We love it.
Yeah, let us know, too. And she's really cool. I'm going to give her a shout out on Instagram and
totally.
Stuff. I'm not doing it yet because she hasn't told me she wants to, and I don't know if she wants to be associated with our podcast or not. So I always like to just make sure they're okay with it. But she's great, super talented, and I think she's actually – I think she's going to make it big. I think she's really good.
Oh, they're obviously talented.
Very. She and her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they get along, too.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Do it?
Do it.
All right, let's start. Welcome back, everybody. This is Marriage or Martinis. I'm Adam and
Danielle.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, God. You've been working too much.
I'm so tired.
And your brain is fried.
I can't even think straight.
I could tell.
I'm so tired.
Oh, boy. I apologize to everybody already.
Yeah. So we're back with a new episode about our fears. What scares us and like how we cope with it.
Yeah. Well, it's Halloween in a few days.
Ooh, scary.
Oh, my God. You're going to annoy me the whole episode, aren't you?
On purpose.
I'm going to be fully annoyed at you.
All right. You know what? You deserve that, actually.
Why? What did I do?
Because I have a little bit of a gripe to pick with you before we get started.
Oh, no.
Actually, I have two.
Yeah, you're only doing that because in the last episode, I had a gripe to pick with you, so you feel like
you have to always have one to start, so I figured I should have one or two to start.
Okay. You sure you want to do that?
Damn right I do.
I don't know if you want to do that. If you want to like go to sleep after this, I don't think you want to do that. This is a bad move.
It's not even that bad. So for the last episode that we just put out with Keeping Up with the Joneses, you freaked out after we put it out. Like freaked out. That you hated it. It was terrible. There were kids and the dogs in the background.
Yeah, Yeah. Jonah was like turning over like one of those rain, you know what I'm talking about, where it like sounds like rain. He's like turning it back and forth in the background. You can hear it. And
right.
I was like listening to it when I was walking the dogs. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe we released
this. Yeah, so it was already released. And then you start texting me how freaked out you are about
yeah.
it. Sorry. So in front of me, I have the 42 text messages that you sent me. within a 1 hour period.
I know, it was really bad.
It was really bad.
I know, I'm sorry.
And
I freaked out.
As busy as I am at work right now.
I'm sorry.
42.
And even as I was texting you, I knew I shouldn't be texting you, but I can't text anybody else about this.
And I listened to it and I was like, what? I hear something every now and again. Did
you listen with AirPods in your ears?
I did not. I listened
in the car. With AirPods in my ears, and I could hear every single background noise, every walk, every door opening, and sometimes we have no choice. We have to record when our kids are home, but every noise, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that this is, I mean, I was legitimately like, we need to get an office and we cannot record at home anymore. And
yeah, you were, I freaked out. One of the 42 text messages that you sent me within that 1 hour period, I think you said you need a new kitchen or something.
No, I did not. I did not say
like
that.
You threw that in there or something.
No, I did not. I did not say. I do need a new kitchen, though. Speaking of which.
I was sending you my Memojis of like my like flies coming out of my wallet.
Oh, yeah. What did I say that you said that? I said we need to pay somebody to edit it or something?
I'd have to look through it. But okay. Yeah, it was something about we need to like redo the house.
Well, you were saying we can redo the closet and maybe we can just lock ourselves in there.
Perfect.
And record in there. But yes, I had a little bit of a panic attack.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. And you know what? Everybody was so amazing. Like people have been about every episode, and I get worried with every episode because we don't have the professional equipment and people and the editors, and you know, we legitimately are like, we use GarageBand for our thing. Mm-hmm. We are like the GarageBand podcast. We are, you know, an at-home DIY podcast.
Well, does the towel on the table give it away?
Right, exactly. It's good for spills, though. So, yeah. So, you know, I definitely had a little bit of a freak out. But I have to say, my friend Jody Utter, who's a blogger also, who... and here goes the fucking barking. See? Yeah. We can't have 5 minutes. Yeah. So Jody Utter, who is at Utter Imperfection, if you don't follow her because she's awesome. She always talks about like a soft landing place. Like if you come and talk to her, she's like a soft landing, meaning like you can talk to her and she's gentle and she's kind and all this stuff,
okay.
Which you're probably not getting because you're, and I don't know if that's her quote or somebody else's, but that's sort of how I feel about our community is like whenever I go there and I'm like upset about something and I put something out and, you know, I'm worried, it's like a soft landing place. Like everybody is so supportive and nice. And I mean, I think even for the most part to each other and the comments and, you know, once in a while you get an asshole. But for the most part, it's like a soft landing space. Like I feel like everybody, and that's how I feel when I get worried and I go to you first. But maybe I should just start going to Marriage and Martini's community because they make me feel much better than you do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, on a week like I'm in now.
I know. Like, and I knew it was not nice when I did it, but I did it anyway.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know.
All right. So what are we talking about? I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. So let's just start. Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Somebody told me, by the way, that they want me to cover the clock. That they don't want me to be able to see the time.
Yeah, because you're so crazy about, is this too long?
Yeah, or
is this,
someone was like, cover your clock because you rush it. Not rush it, but keep going, see where it goes.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm constantly looking at the clock and worried. I feel like people have shit to do.
Well, I try to keep it going and then you keep shutting me up.
I know, because I'm like, people are going to get sick of us. They're going to turn us off. She's like, no, cover the clock. So that's what I do on the treadmill.
Cover the clock.
I cover the clock on the treadmill.
All right.
And then I'm like, oh, it's got to be 30 minutes. And I take it off and it's like 4.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear that. Okay. So fears. First question. Did you answer the same questions you sent me? So are we going back and forth with questions?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. So what are their fears that we had before having kids? And have they changed since we've had them? For me, I almost didn't have an answer for this because before we had kids, we were in our 20s. And
no, but I mean, even when you were a kid, like what were your stupid fears? Like fears that you had as a kid that were dumb or fears that you have now? Like you have a ton of dumb fears.
I do not. Me? Dumb fears?
Do you want some ketchup on that microphone?
I have that in my notes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say? No. All right. So I have that in a different thing. So for this question, all I said was that I don't really remember having fears before we had kids. And I assume that meant when we were together in our 20s before we had kids. So I said,
even separate, like separate fears when you were younger.
Okay.
Well, don't think about it now.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, go. So you answer this because, I like I said, I thought it was when we were in our 20s. I didn't have fears. Mm-hmm. I was like excited about life in my 20s. So
right.
I had annoyances and frustrations, but that doesn't count. That's mm-hmm. not the same thing. So yeah, so for this, I'm going to just let you go. I know.
Okay.
I can't answer this one.
I mean, I had, you know, stupid, like when the Incredible Hulk, we talked about that. Like I was legitimately, I had like reoccurring nightmares about the Incredible Hulk. I don't know what it was about him. The show, remember the show?
Yeah, of course.
With, I don't know who played the Incredible Hulk in it, but it was like a real, you know, what, late 70s, early 80s uh-huh. show. And I have a brother who's 10 years older than I am. So he would watch all those shows, which to him were great when he was, you know, 16 or 15, but I was 5 or 6. So he would, you know, sit me down on the couch, put it on, and I would freak out.
Well, you and I are the same age, and I watched every episode of that show. I loved that show.
I have never
with Lou
been.
Ferrigno.
Is that who it is?
Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk.
Oh, well, that's
and
what I was
somebody else
you.
Was David Banner. Like the not.
Oh,
the,
really? They didn't have the same person?
Are you kidding?
Well, they do now.
Lou Ferrigno can't.
Isn't
well,
it
that's,
Mark
that's,
Ruffalo that's now because, plays the Hulk?
Well, now it's CGI, so you can turn anybody into anything. Oh, but back CGI. Then. It was, you know, somebody had to play the Hulk and somebody had to play the smaller guy who wasn't the Hulk.
Right. But anything. I've never been brave with movies. I'm not. You know that. I cover my eyes still. I have no. I'm like a 4-year-old.
Yes,
in the
you
movie.
Are.
But, you know, back then, even I would go to sleepovers and they would and I would be like, please don't put on a horror film. Please don't put on a horror film. And they would put on like The Nightmare Before Elm Street and I would have to pretend that I was enjoying it. When really, I wanted to call my mom to be picked up, but I didn't want to be the kid who called their mom to be picked up. But I don't like horror movies. I do not enjoy mm-hmm. them. I don't enjoy horror experiences. Like, I feel like people go to these crazy haunted houses and stuff. I'm like, are you crazy? Like, you're going to pay for somebody to scare the shit out of you?
Like,
really?
Fright Fest at Great Adventure.
Yeah, we live near Six Flags.
Yeah.
And there's
where like zombies ride the roller coaster with you and they jump out at you.
Yeah. When our kids were like, when Mia and Ian were, I don't know, Mia must have been 5 and Ian was 2. I took them on like a family hayride in the middle of the day. And all of a sudden on the hayride, this guy jumps on in a gorilla costume and screams. And there's like 40 kids on the hayride.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. It was
how
like,
smart is that?
You know what? How dumb is that? They didn't tell the parents beforehand, like, oh, by the way.
You're in a Halloween haunted hayride.
At 2 p.m. with a hayride full of toddlers.
Right. That's
oh,
fun.
Yeah, that's great. Like, all the parents got off of there, like, legitimately pissed. And it was planned. It wasn't like some asshole pulling a prank. Like, this was their thing. And we all got off and we're like, what? All the kids are like screaming, crying.
So you got off the scary haunted hayride and complained because you got scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
It wasn't supposed to be the scary. Oh, it was called the Elmo hayride.
Right. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So what?
So how did it change once you had kids? Now what are your fears? Did you do that?
No.
Did you answer any questions that I gave you?
I got these today, and I worked all day, so
okay.
I jotted down.
So would
what
you
I could.
Like to me to just do the episode? That'd be better.
Guys, I'll be back in about a half hour. How have my fears changed since I was a kid? Yeah, my fears are real. Like what I'm scared about is reality. Like,
well, that's what I have. Like someone had mentioned in an Insta story I did. You know, like the difference between rational and irrational fears and how do you know what's rational and how do you know what's irrational
and
I think you went through a time of having irrational fears.
Well, I have that mm-hmm. For later, but I think even irrational versus rational doesn't cover it, because as an adult you can have a fear of something that you think is rational but it's not. So I think it's,
you're
if
like
it's
going
even
bankrupt?
Deeper. Yeah, like
I mean, I guess that's always a rational fear. It's to some degree anybody can go bankrupt for something.
Right.
But you know, the likelihood is hopefully not.
Yeah. So, yeah, your fears change as you get older. I'm not scared of Freddy anymore from Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm scared of, you know, taking care of my family. Like, so your fears become a reality more than...
Yeah, it's a different kind of fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, you know, when I was younger, I never worried about mortality. Like, from the standpoint of I did stupid stuff and didn't worry that I was going to die or end up in the hospital or, you know, I just... Sure. Now, you know, everything is different. You realize your mortality and you realize what can happen from things.
Yeah, when you're 18, you're invincible. Like, I remember being 18 and just being like, I can't get sick. I can't get hurt. I can't. If I got hurt, fine, I'll get up and I'll just get over it. Like, you could do anything. So, that changes too. So I guess that's a different kind of fear that you have to think about as you get older too. That you realize shit can go bad, you know, like you didn't think that before.
Yep.
Okay. So also starting out small, you said, I had a little bit of a problem with this. Starting out small, what fears do you have in a daily life? Stupid fears. I don't know if I have, except, okay. So like you mentioned before, yes, my biggest fear of the day is condiments.
And condoms. You've always had a fear of condoms.
Yeah, they were very scary. Mm-hmm. I was always very fearful they wouldn't fit.
You might want to expand on that. No pun intended.
No pun intended. No, I don't mean like, do I need the Magnum?
Right.
I mean, there a minimum?
Right. You're so funny.
No, for real. Things that I think about on a daily basis, but like don't keep me up at night. Yeah, condiments scare me. I'm sorry, but it's true.
I mean, for real, like if our kids eat something with ketchup or mustard on it,
can we like use K and M? Yeah.
You will not go near them.
I can't go near the table.
You're like, go shower, and then I will touch you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Ian eats,
is that?
I don't know. Nothing happened. Nothing
And your
crazy.
Sister has the same fear. And your cousins have cousins the same. Have it's it. Like a family. It's almost like a gene or something.
Yeah, it is. Because
I wonder,
it's in my
you
family.
Should research that. If that's like a...
No.
I wonder if... No, you did the 23andMe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did anything come back with like that your ancestors
had
some
kind of... I
had
the worst 23andMe results ever possible for anyone. Mm. I was so excited.
Which is so weird because you look like you could be from 70 different places.
Yeah. So I was so excited to be like, oh man, maybe I'm from like Japan and the Middle East and America and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was so excited. And my results were 100% Ashkenazi Jew. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm an Eastern European Jew. That's all I am.
So am I. And you know, my parents did it and found out that they were cousins. I told you about that, right?
I think fourth cousins or fifth cousins,
but like legitimately they got it back and they're like, oh, look, we're related.
That kind of makes sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So I was really pissed with my results. But anyway.
Okay.
So my stupid fears. Yeah. So that's no, I will not have that tested because then they might bring me in and be like, okay, we're going to do this to you to see your reactions to, like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Oh yeah, right. Like condiments, like, condiment test.
No, nope,
right,
nope,
right.
No, not for me.
Right.
So also, like, do I have other stupid fears?
Yes, I can name one. Shopping carts at work hitting your car.
Oh, my first answer: some idiot hitting my car.
Yeah, see. Oh my god.
But mine wasn't about shopping carts. Mine was about you assholes out there that can't drive and like. Pull over, you're looking at your phone or you're doing whatever.
No, but you get like, I see you when you're at work and like you're checking that there's no shopping carts near you because you have a retail store.
I have employees that I pay
to go out and remove
like my
shopping.
Stock boys that like every hour they go out, get the shopping carts. I'm out there every half hour to make sure that the shopping carts
It's so funny because I was thinking about that because the other day I was in the parking lot at the library waiting for Mia to finish with her tutor and come out, and I'm sitting in the parking lot and a mom gets out of her car with her three kids. Her son is like screaming. She's holding one of them. The other one of the kids like busts their door open and it hits my door. And she looks at me and she's like, oh, shit, is this woman going to, like, get out? And, you know, I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
What hit the car?
Her door. Like, it, like, dinged my car. Like, a tiny ding.
Is that why you didn't tell me? Like, I'm finding out about this now.
It was literally a tiny ding. Like,
but a ding.
So I'm going to stop her and be like, excuse me. I know, I see that you have like your toddlers and your hands full and whatever, but this tiny ding in my car, I want to like get your information so you can pay for it.
Well,
it was like a 1% chance. No, I'm going to have it until I give the lease back because I don't give a shit about a tiny ding.
But then we pay for it. When you give the lease back.
And hopefully, if I do that to somebody else, when one of our kids is being an asshole and swings his door open and they hit it, they're going to be like, no big deal, go. Like,
I don't know. I'm pretty careful when I tell my kids not to swing the door open.
Yeah, and they're in your car once every 17 days.
That's quite often, actually.
Exactly. So it's completely different. But no, I was thinking about that because I was like, oh, you would have lost your shit.
I would have been out there with my phone to take pictures. I would have measured the ding
But that really pisses me off. Like, if I think men who do that, I'm sorry. I don't like that. The poor woman.
Men who do that? What, women don't do that?
I don't know.
Really?
Well, I just feel like women kind of I saw her with her kids and I was like, dude, I get it. It was a tiny little nothing.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have one more. It's not a small fear. It's probably my biggest fear in life, but not in life. My biggest fear as something that is real, like, you know, this, it doesn't keep me up at night kind of fear, is like small spaces, being trapped in small spaces, like being buried alive.
Oh, see, that's one of the questions I asked on our Insta story. And a lot of people.
I always...
Being buried alive is... That sounds like there was a movie or a show. What's the movie? It's with Kiefer Sutherland. I have to look up the movie. There is a movie from the 90s or early 2000s with Kiefer Sutherland, where obviously he's a bad guy because he's a bad guy in almost every movie until 24 came out. But he buries a woman alive, or he's married to somebody who gets buried alive. I don't remember, but you legitimately like see her like banging on the top of the coffin. Like,
Can you imagine?
I have to find out what it is.
I have practiced that move in Kill Bill.
I never saw Kill Bill.
Why?
I don't know. I know. I should. What? Very weird. I've seen like every Tarantino movie, but not Kill Bill.
So everybody else in the world who's seen Kill Bill, I've practiced that move, that like that close punch to get you out of the coffin in case you're buried alive. Like,
you've practiced it.
Oh, I practice every day. Okay. Just in case it happens.
All right.
That's the scariest thing you could ever think of ever. Forever, that's ever happened ever.
Well, I asked, what's worse, heights or small spaces? Is it like a poll? And it was almost even, but 47% said heights and 53% said small spaces.
So break it out. So heights, all right, so let's say you fall off a cliff. That's going to take you, what, 20 seconds to land and die, maybe? Maybe a minute, 40 seconds?
But I don't even think that's
small
the fear.
Small spaces. You've got minutes of breathing time till you die.
More than that in a coffin.
Like a
coffin, you could probably have like a day or two, right?
Well, no, because you're well.
I don't even want to. Let's not even go there.
Well, you're exhaling your carbon dioxide, and then you're breathing.
I don't even want to go there, but I don't even think with heights the fear is falling or whatever. I think the fear is just being up high.
That's true.
It's not that you're worried about falling. It's just that feeling of being
up high. I'm very scared of heights, like big heights. I'm really scared of that. But the thought of like being enclosed and in a coffin and being buried alive, that's awful.
I'm sure there's other movies too where that happens, but I can't think of any.
What about you? Did you answer this?
For what, starting out small, what fears do I have in daily life? I mean, snakes, you know. Okay. Like, I mean, I like to say that I love all animals, and I am, you know, I do love animals.
Do you consider reptiles animals?
An animal lover. I don't know, but in theory, I love reptiles. I don't want to be around one. I have no interest in, like, you know, when they do like the petting zoos and stuff or whatever it is, when you can,
So if you know the snake is not possibly harmful, it still bothers you?
Yeah, I don't like the tongue thing. I'm not interested.
I thought you'd like that.
No, I don't like the tongue thing. I don't like any of that. And honestly, one of my stupid, crazy fears, and I've spoken about this and I think in other episodes, is like getting in trouble. Like for me, I don't know if this stems from being younger and doing stupid stuff that I probably should have gotten caught for and could have changed my life forever and I somehow got away with.
Wait, like, it scares you to think you could get in trouble.
Yeah, like I'll be driving somewhere and there'll be a cop car like in front of me and I'm like, oh shit, is he going to pull me over?
Well, everybody thinks that.
In front of me?
Right, in front of you. Right.
And I'm like, oh my God. I'll like get to the mall and there'll be police cars there and I'll be like, oh shit, this is it. Like I'll drive into the parking lot and there's police cars already there and I'm like, yeah, shit, they knew I was coming. They're here for me. It's, I mean, it is so crazy, but there's something about prison that like anything that is like, oh my God, I could go to prison. And I mean, listen, I did stupid shit. I definitely, you know, when I was a teen, is it not okay for me to say that I drove drunk when I was a teenager?
No, of course not. Who hasn't?
I got in cars with people who drove. I was stupid. Well, yeah, asshole teenager.
Everybody did that.
Not everybody.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But, you know, I still have like, you know, when I was in high school and college, I probably had 16 parking tickets that I just shoved into my glove compartment because I was too afraid to tell my dad about them, but I didn't know how to pay them for myself. So I just kind of shoved them in there. Mm-hmm. I think I have 40 like Easy Pass violations.
Yes, you do.
I do. Whereas, and for some reason in Delaware, like when I drive through Delaware, I will not go one like mile per hour above the speed limit because I'm certain that they are going to arrest me for Easy Pass violations. And then you get that form, that government form. You get like a red one, an orange one, a yellow one, and then like, you know, like the ultimate like final notice one that I don't know. What do we do with those?
I'm not even sure.
Right. I'm legitimately like, I think that there are things that I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to go to jail for like fucking Easy Pass violations. But I'm legitimately like, sometimes I'll be, you know, I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Like I'll see a cop car somewhere and I'll be like, this, like they'll drive around our cul-de-sac and I'll be like, that's freedom's been really good.
That's your OCD. That's not a fear.
I mean, is it a rational fear? No. It's something that I like always just do.
No, but that's not even something that.
Right. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But you can go to jail for unpaid parking tickets. I mean, I don't know what's the statute of limitations on that.
Is that true?
Should I even be talking about this?
Is that really true? You can't go to jail for parking tickets.
Yeah, you can. For unpaid parking tickets, if you have enough of them, it's a violation.
True?
Sure.
All right.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I want to check the statute of limitations. We might not be putting that in the episode. All right. So to me, yeah, those are my stupid fears. I don't have any fears, unfortunately, of foods. I wish I did. I wish I had like a McDonald's fear or some kind of like, you know, fast food fear. I don't. I love it all.
All right. So you're up now. Let's talk about nightmares. What about you? Do you have like reoccurring nightmares? Because I know you do. So
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I also have like, I don't know if they're silly or not. Well, I'll talk about them later. I actually did some research about reoccurring nightmares.
Okay.
Should I talk about that now or later?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So, do you have any reoccurring nightmares?
Yeah, I have a couple. They're kind of boring. Like,
well, do you ever have the falling nightmare?
It's happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I have the falling nightmare a lot where like you jolt up.
Yeah.
Oh, only like a couple times?
Yeah, I've had it.
Oh.
That's more like going to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like when you're in like a certain stage of sleep.
No. Like when you're falling asleep.
Some of these that I researched, and there's like a dream dictionary that you can look at that like all the scientists have looked up and contributed to. You know, I take it with a grain of salt.
Of course.
I think
nobody really understands dreams.
Right. But I also feel, I don't know, who was the big guy who, Jung? Who was the one who, Carl Jung? Anyway, he was a big psychoanalyst of dreams and stuff. But But yeah, like you said, it's you have to take it all with a grain of salt. Listen, I've had the dream of missing my exam 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. That I didn't study. I get to the exam, I'm not prepared. I have to go back to high school, but I'm this age. I realize I never finished high school. I have to go back and finish. I leave you guys, and I'm like, I'll be back in 6 months. But I have to, like, that's a big dream of mine.
Oh, wow. So your dream includes, like, we're here? Like, me and the kids, and you still have to go back to high mm-hmm. school? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's different than mine. Okay.
Yeah, and that I, like, didn't finish, but which is, I mean, a little bit, I think, has to do with the fact that, like, in high school, I never thought that I was good enough to be there. We talked about going to prep school and mm-hmm. stuff. I was certainly, my brother and my sister went there. I had family legacy there. On a personal academic level, I should not have gone there. It's one of those situations where you get in there because you're alumni, and, you know, I was a good, you know, athlete and stuff. So maybe that helped. But I think I always have this I shouldn't have gone there type of thing. So, you know, I think that's part of it. I shouldn't have gotten in.
Okay.
So that to me is a big, I think, insecurity always that I, but then I got in on my own to college. So that helped. But I okay. think that, no, but I think that's always an insecurity of mine that I went to a high school only because my siblings went and my aunts and that kind of thing.
Do you have like a real nightmare, like scary, like Freddy Krueger?
I mean, some no. I've had nightmares where like someone's trying to beat me up and I can't fight back. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. Why? What okay. do you have? Oh, well, and I have dreams all the time that you're cheating me on me all the time. Sometimes, right? I come down in the yeah. morning and I'm like, I fucking hate me. You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Here's a weird one mm-hmm. that I've had it a few times where like we're going away, we're going on vacation or something, and I realize I'm not packed. Like, my shit's not together.
Yeah, because you packed 2 seconds before we're leaving. That makes sense. That's scary.
But then I realize
you're going to be in the Bahamas without enough bathing suits.
And then I realize like I don't have my bags packed, but it's too late because we're ready to go. But then all of a sudden I'm back. And I can pack, but there's nothing there. Like, there's no clothes there to pack. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
Do you ever have dreams about your dad who died
all the time?
4 years ago?
All the time.
Yeah. And yeah. So is that a good dream or a nightmare to you?
Neither. It's neutral.
But I mean, like, when you wake up, are you like, oh, that was cool. I just dreamt about my dad and I got to kind of hang with him again, you know, in a different. Or are you like, ugh. That sucks. Like I was with him and now I woke up. And,
no, it was okay. just like a situation that I remember like being in.
Is he sick in the dreams?
Usually not.
Okay.
Sometimes yes.
Because mm-hmm. he died of cancer. Am I allowed
yeah.
to say that?
Yeah.
He died
of
cancer.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was sick for a long time. But yeah, but that's to me, you know, in some sense to me, that's almost like I don't like having those dreams. Sometimes like people are like, oh, you can revisit them in your dreams. And I have dreams about your dad sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I have dreams about my grandfather, who I was very, very mm-hmm. close with, and my grandmother, who I was very close with. And, you know, and sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, that wasn't good. Like that, I don't know. I wasn't like with them. I don't know.
Well, you're more with them in a dream than you are just thinking about them awake, I think. Does that make sense?
Because it's dream, not even, no.
I think so.
But you can't like really touch them or.
Well, but in your dream.
For me, touching is like the big thing. If I can't touch somebody, it's no good.
But in your dream, if you're touching somebody, it's almost kind of real.
You can't touch anybody in a dream. You're not touching anybody in a dream. No way. No way.
Okay. Okay.
Have you ever like been able to like embrace and like feel a hug in a dream? No, you're not. There's none of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
well, I have a little
message me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that's possible. I don't think you can really feel like that.
I have a little more of that for another question. So let's keep going with this one.
Okay.
But I do have another one where we're still talking about nightmares. Okay. I have one that's it's not a nightmare. It's more real than a nightmare. When I was in college for the 6 months that I was there, my roommate that I was with.
He graduated in 6 months. He was a genius.
Yes. I created Tesla. I created Apple. I created everything. So the roommate that I had when I was there, he suffered from sleep paralysis Do you know what that is?
Oh, where you can't. Yeah, you wake up and you can't move.
You wake up, your mind is up, but yeah. your body is not.
Oh.
So.
Is that Rob?
Yes. Oh. Well, you can't say his name on the air.
Well, I didn't say his last name.
That's okay. It's not air.
He's not what?
I said, it's okay. This is not the air. It's pre-recorded. It's
oh,
okay.
Well, anyway, he wouldn't care.
No, of course not. So he would
oh, wake that's up awful.
From sleeping.
That's an awful.
Anybody yeah. who doesn't know what it is, you're sleeping and then your mind wakes up, but your body doesn't.
Oh.
So you don't know what's going on. You can think, but you can't move.
Mm.
And
how long does that last?
Well, the funny thing is, because I knew about it, of course, it happened to me. I don't know if it was a dream or it really happened.
What, okay? Like it happened once while you were at Hartford?
Yes. So I woke up and I was paralyzed. But I could, in my mind, I knew I was up and I was awake and I was like, what the fuck is going on? What do I do to move? So sleep paralysis, that's fucking scary.
So were you in the room when it happened to him?
Yeah, of course, because we were.
And so what did roommates. What was he doing? What was he
Nothing.
Saying?
Nothing. He can't say or do anything.
Oh, you can't talk.
No. You're paralyzed. You're every muscle in your body.
So how long was it before he came out of that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What do you mean you don't know? You were in the room.
But I think he's sleeping. He can't move.
He can't even open his eyes.
No, he can't move. He can't talk. He can't do
but
anything.
But how does he know it's not just a dream of him waking up and he's
you
still
know.
Sleeping?
You know, it's a real thing. It's a, you know.
Right. When I was younger and I used to have nightmares, I used to think to myself, I'm dreaming. And then I used to like try to, I remember I used to try to like hit myself in the head.
So you would hit yourself in the head to see if you were dreaming or like.
Yeah, that would be my way of waking myself up. All that right. if I could like force, I can't do that anymore. But when I was younger, I could.
I'll hit you in the head to wake you up if you want. I'd be happy to do that for you.
I mean, I just.
Look, as your husband, I'm just trying to help.
I know. Yeah. No, so I feel like I had more control over my dreams when I was younger than I do now.
I heard.
I think I wasn't nearly as like exhausted when I was younger. You know, it was different.
I heard you're supposed to like control your dreams, try to picture a button and that you can push the button.
Oh, to get out.
To get out or to do something.
That's
or,
very like Inception-like.
Yes.
Right?
So, yeah, I've heard that. Like, if you could somehow manifest a button in your dream and push it, you gain control over your dream.
Oh, but how do you do that?
I haven't done it yet.
Right.
I can't
Have you
do
tried?
No, I don't
do you,
know.
You, like, go to sleep thinking of buttons?
Nope. Nope.
Huh. All right.
All right. Okay, so is that enough about nightmares and dreams and stuff?
Oh, so, I mean, do you want me to tell a little bit about what I said, what I found that they mean? Like,
yeah.
the research
yeah,
of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, the falling dream, which I think every person has had the falling
Who
dream.
Hasn't?
Like, you know, before you're in, like, what is REM? REM is
REM
the,
sleep, yeah.
the
when you're, like, your eyes, like.
That's the deepest sleep, correct?
Well, REM sleep is the deep sleep. That's
okay.
the.
So what's the sleep when it's not deep?
Non-REM.
God, you are. Let me tell you.
I studied that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the thing about, here's the thing. Every single thing I researched, anxiety, loss of control, you know, nervousness, like it's all the same shit. But yeah, you know, according to the Dream Dictionary, a falling dream happens to be the most frequent of all dreams we experience throughout our lifetime.
Okay.
So you will have more falling dreams than any other dream in your lifetime.
I don't think that's true. Not for me.
Okay. Well, according to Dream Dictionary, which is by all psychiatrists and everything, it's believed to be a sign that something in your life is spiraling out of control. Whether I mean, fucking every day I feel like something's spiraling out of control.
Well,
so
listen, it's like Freudian.
They all have that in them. All right. Dreaming about failing your exams, which I have all the time. And I know my mom, who's 75, has them all the time. And she hasn't been in school for fucking 55 years.
Right.
So, you know, you're a student, then obviously these dreams are part of the exam-related anxiety. So if you're a student, that makes sense. If you're graduated many, many years ago and still having these dreams or nightmares, being back in college or high school and worrying about failing, then usually these type of dreams are related to your job.
Okay.
But I don't have a job. And
right. Okay, this is kind of... These are dumb.
Right. Dreams where you can't run. Do you ever have that? Where
yes.
you can't like move? You can't run?
I have
run?
That a lot.
No matter how hard you try, you can't run. Your
I
life
have
depends.
That a lot. What does that mean?
Oh, Oh, all of a sudden.
Yeah, now I'm interested.
Oh, interesting. Your life depends on running, but somehow you are either running in slow motion or feel like
slow
you're
motion.
Trying to run in an invisible barrier and failing.
No, I'm in slow motion. I
this
can't
dream is
run.
Said to occur when you're suffering low self-esteem or lack of self-confidence.
Okay, this game is stupid. Let's right? let's move on. I don't like this anymore.
All right. Just guess because... what you cheating on me in dreams means.
What?
That I think you're going to cheat on me.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Okay.
Okay.
No, no. It says it has to do with my own insecurities more than you actually cheating on me.
Okay. So next. Then you said, or you asked me, like, what keeps you up at night and, like, how do I get past it to get back to bed? So as obviously you, Danielle, know, I went through a couple year period of extreme anxiety. Of sleeping. And my anxiety was about sleeping. Like, literally, I was anxious about
no, something else was
sleep.
Manifesting for you to be worrying
oh,
about sleeping.
Absolutely.
And you would wake up shaking,
yeah.
shivering, like, as if you were, like, freezing to death.
Yeah.
Like Jack on the door. What are they on the Titanic when they're like, he's like shivering and his teeth are chattering.
Well, he's in the water.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's in like the Arctic. What's he? Yeah. Where is he?
20 degrees.
20. Water. I don't know. Atlantic. I don't know. But he's like shaking like that on his door and
yeah.
Rose won't let him on. Yeah, that's how it was like. And you would wake me up in the middle of the night and you would just be, your teeth would be chattering and you would be shivering. And I would be like, I don't even know what to do here except to like hug you and try to make it better.
Right.
But Zoloft.
Mm-hmm. That helped. Yeah, so I have a huge anxiety.
This is when your dad was sick too. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, but I think it was even before that.
No.
No, it wasn't?
Mm-mm. It
okay.
was when your dad was sick.
But it doesn't even like relate to that because I have this huge like overwhelming feeling. Like overwhelming is, I guess, the perfect word because I feel like everything is like I have to think about
the other shoe's gonna drop.
I have to, what?
Like the other shoe's gonna drop. Like at some point, it's all gonna end, and it's
well, it's more than that. It's just I get this overbearing feeling of everything, like taking care of my family and my kids being okay.
Is that what you were thinking when you bought a house that was way too expensive for us?
Go fuck yourself.
Well, I mean, really, that's what I think to myself when you get like that.
No. So
no,
I
you didn't
get...
have this problem then because you hadn't lost the money yet.
So you're dealing with the stupid shit that you did. Yeah.
Okay. As long as you are willing to admit that.
Oh,
that it doesn't come out, it's because you did stupid shit that's why you're feeling like that.
No, but it's more than that. It's even if it wasn't just, yes, money
and
is part of it.
Trust me, it used to break my heart when you would be, I mean, I would be up all night with you, right?
But yeah, of course. But it wasn't just about money. It's just about that I have this responsibility. I have children. I have a wife. I have to protect everybody. It's just an overwhelming feeling of everything.
You're in charge.
I'm in charge. Life is happening. I have a family. I have responsibilities.
Shot.
Like, no, not even one shot. It's just
like
all
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What?
Well, you never saw Hamilton, so you don't understand.
Right. So no, it's just an overwhelming being that's surrounding me. That's it's best as I can explain. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just so much like that I have to think about, be concerned about, worry about, and I could either fuck it up or I could make it good or I could have no control over it whatsoever. And it gets overwhelming. That's my mm-hmm. best word for it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that was my like, that's what kept me up at night. Yeah. Zoloft fucking helped.
Mm-hmm.
Like that really did.
Well, a lot of it was also over the top irrational. I mean, you were legitimately like.
I don't
like,
know if it was.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah, because it wasn't, we weren't in any, at that point, we weren't in any like dire need of being saved. Like, we're okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's a pressure you put on yourself,
yeah,
which is the
maybe.
Same reason why you got the house. And for those of you hearing Jonah in the background.
Oh,
yeah, he's like singing Mario okay. songs.
Okay. That, all right.
I mean, do we leave that? I don't know. What's the, what's,
I don't know.
What is the right decision there? Do we allow that? Right, do we tell him to go into his room?
Everybody else answer for us. So
right, like I don't know what to do.
All right, we'll leave it now.
Like he's being super cute and like he's playing by himself and like being creative.
Nobody cares about your cute kid in the background. Oh. They're just annoying and a distraction.
Well, they're more annoying to me than they are to them, I think. Oh, see?
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, adorable.
I know. All right, well, we got to do something about that.
Okay, what
we
keeps
should just
you
have
up?
A lock on the outside of the basement door.
Yes. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? Oh God, where do I start? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm up every night. And listen, you said to me before, oh, I checked messages in the middle of the night. I see that you were emailing people at 2 a.m. or whatever. It ebbs and flows. There are times when I'm up all night, every night. My kids, number one, keep me up in the middle of the night, literally and figuratively. And the fact
yeah,
that
well, we're not talking about like, literally what keeps you
I'm going to go into that.
Okay. Well, can you get to it?
I just fucking started. Really?
Well, we know the kids wake you. We know like...
But I'm saying literally and figuratively. So once they go back to bed after coming mm-hmm. in and being like, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I need to sleep with you. Jonas says, I need army, which means I need your arm to be able to sleep, that he like likes to hold on to my arm and sleep with me.
So is that like a fear of yours that he wants army?
I will fuck you
We're
up.
We're talking about your fears that keep
okay,
you
so
up.
Okay, so I'm telling
not
you
your
after
children.
They go back to sleep and I'm already not sleeping, so I've probably lost sleep, so I'm already disoriented and...
We know you work very hard.
Oh my God.
What keeps you up at night?
I will fucking kill you. Are you for real? I am saying to you that I am probably already like out of my mind in rationality because I've been up so long taking care of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck you.
No, go. I want to hear.
Fuck you. Okay, so... Yeah, I mean, number one, my kids. I'm up worrying about them mm-hmm. that, you know, are they going to be okay? Mostly our daughter, who's our oldest.
Right.
She keeps me up at night almost every night. I'm up thinking about her. Is she going to be okay? She has some social issues, some social anxiety. And I'm constantly, you know, is she going to move out of the house one day? Is she going to be in college one day? Like, that all is a huge, and when she was younger, it was a little bit as bad. Now as she gets older, it's worse because it's getting to be to that point. So I feel like it's, you know, worse and worse each year because I'm realizing that we have to deal with it more and more each year.
Yeah.
And she's a wonderful kid, but has social issues.
Sure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
But you're not going to be the one up at night worrying about that. That's me. I'm the mom, and that's my brunt of it. And
yeah, you know, but I'm up worrying about different things.
But what I'm saying is that I think my things are more immediate, that I'm like worrying about the details of things, whereas you're worrying about the overall picture.
Yeah. So
no, I'm legitimately like, how'd she do on that math test today? Did she hand in her homework? Did she, you know, I'm micromanaging, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm macromanaging. Like, okay. I'm up like,
okay. So we have different
college. Can my kids, like,
I do that too.
Go to whatever thing they want to do after
school. I do that too. I do that too. I 100%. Listen, I'm up with guilt, which we'll do a whole other episode about that. But I mean, I'm up with guilt of, did I spend enough time with my kids today? Was I in that fucking Apple app? I don't know what they were thinking. Pops up of how many hours do you get that?
That's new. It's part of the new operating system.
That is like,
how often you're on your phone?
Oh my God. That is like a fucking, really? Like, that's like a fuck you app. It shouldn't be called, be called fuck you, you suck.
It's meant to be so that you manage your time on your phone.
How can I manage my time if they're telling me after the fact that it already happened?
So you learn for the next time.
No. No, I don't even want that. Number one, I look at it and I'm like, I mean, oh my God, I like could have, you know, binge watched 12 shows in that time period, which it would have been much more successful. And I'm also like, oh my God, that can't be healthy. Like, that's bad. but at the same time, I'm social media based and,
well,
you know,
can turn that off.
I just did.
I'm sure.
But that's stupid. What? Who? People want to see that?
Well, maybe for their kids, they want to make sure they can track the time that they're using, what they're using.
Yeah, for their kids, but for them.
Well, yeah, even for yourself. Like, you want to make sure you're not spending so much
time. No, I really don't want to make sure I'm not spending so much time.
That's all.
I fucking
did. You
have
a choice.
I murdered that bitch.
You have a choice.
I did. I took a fucking ice pick, and I was like all basic instinct on that ass.
Never saw it.
I'm sorry. What?
Never saw it.
Not only did I see Basic Instinct, I saw it with my mom in the theater when I was 12 years old. And I sat there the whole time in disbelief that, number one, she would take me to that movie. And number two, that Sharon Stone was like a real person who, wow, I loved.
I know. I know the leg cross scene.
Yeah, but I never saw anything in the leg cross scene. I tried so hard.
Oh, it's not visible?
I took on VCR. It was VCR at that time when it came out in VHS. Man, I paused and unpaused that 1,000 times, and I never saw anything.
Right. I'm sure.
But it was all blurry, like when you pause in VHS. It wasn't like now.
Okay.
You know?
Gotta try.
But I tried. I did try. And Michael Douglas doesn't do it for me.
Well, I get that.
No, but he was supposed to be like this sexy guy that she falls in love with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that doesn't do it. He didn't do it for me. I mean, she's fucking incredible.
Yeah, was he ever?
I don't know why
sexy?
He. Yeah, I mean, yeah, listen, he's been. Yeah, and he's married to Catherine. Oh shit,
Zeta Jones.
Thank you. Oh my fucking God, what is going on? Is it a full moon?
That's the only Catherine I know.
Holy shit. She was in Chicago.
Well, I know he got like throat cancer from eating her vagina like every once in a while.
Oh, is that why he got throat cancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why I know who
You'll
that is.
You'll never get throat cancer. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow. That was good. Yeah, that was
great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Keep that. Don't edit that out.
Delete. Okay. So after that, we should move on to death.
No, we were going to move into, death, right. Yeah. The scariest movies. Okay.
Okay.
But death can be a whole episode.
It can. So let's just touch it here.
Let's touch it.
Touch death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can't touch this.
Go ahead. What's your question? Read it.
I mean, you have the same shit in front of you.
Yeah, but it's your questions.
Okay, death. Thoughts on death. How often do you think about it? What do you think? I didn't even want to talk to you about this.
Why?
It's going to depress me because I know how you think. You're like, oh, worms are going to eat me and I'm going to be back in the ground and it's going to be fucking earth to earth and soil and all that shit.
No, I didn't say anything about worms.
Be the stars and sky and celestial beings and all that shit.
All right. So I kind of did that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So you asked about death, my thoughts on death and how often do you think about
it? But make it brief because I want to do a whole episode
okay.
on this.
So death. Yeah, so it's a scary topic. It's a fear. It's a thing. So it belongs in the episode, right? I think so.
Yeah, I put it in there.
But you want to take it out. So I
because I know you can't. I know your feelings of it, and I'm not interested in, like, I want to sleep tonight.
Honestly,
I get that you're a science-based person.
My response.
I get that you're a science-based person. But there are times when your science-basedness. Mm-hmm. When your science, when your turkey baster,
what
I don't know, is off the charts and it freaks me the fuck out.
Okay, I am going to try to relax you with my science and make everything seem.
No,
good.
I don't want to be a star. I don't give a shit about being a star. I don't care if someone names me. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
If I can't breathe and like go to McDonald's and shit, I don't care.
All right, death. I think.
Oh God.
I think about it a lot. Especially since my dad passed away. You know what? That was 3 years ago. We briefly spoke about that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
But in terms of where he is now or mm-hmm. where you think you'll be?
Explain.
Like, are you, when you think about it, are you like, this is where I think my dad is now? This is what I think is going on with him? Or more like, this is what will happen to me when I die?
Why is it different?
Because he's already there. So I think that's different in the fact of you thinking about what's already going on with him as opposed to what will happen to you.
I think it's the same.
Okay.
I'll explain.
Ugh, I'm sure you fucking will.
I'm more like, I'm not scared of death. I'm curious about death.
You're not scared?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not.
What does that mean?
I'm interested in it. I'm not interested in it to go find out about it, but like I'm curious about it. Like I want to know about it. Like I want to. I just don't find it scary. It happens to every single person that ever lived ever.
Is that true?
Anyone who has ever lived, unless they're living today, has died. So it's a part of our nature. It's what's supposed to happen. So why is that scary?
I just got rum up my nose.
Yeah. So we're all made up of energy, right? We all are made up of
energy. I apologize.
We're made up of the same stuff that's all around us in the universe, right? We're the same things that are out there in the universe. We're us as people.
Matter.
Them as stars. Them as planets. Them as
matter
whatever.
Cannot be created or destroyed. Right?
You're isn't smarter that than...
You always, every fucking episode, you're like, oh my God, I thought you were dumb and now you're smart. I know. Fuck you.
Okay. So what theory is that?
Matter is another Newton.
No, like what's the name of the branch of science that explains
matter? Ask me before I have rum. All right, so we'll do another. I want to do a death episode because I feel like we have such differing ideas of what happens after that.
Okay, fine, but just to I need to preface it. My theory of
we're
gonna what
be
happens.
A star, we're gonna blow up.
The first
be
law
fantastic.
Of Ugh. Thermodynamics, which is Einstein's theory, E equals mc squared, right? It states that energy cannot be created or destroyed, like you said.
Thank you.
Very good. But can be transferred from one form to another.
I know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I swear to God.
I actually believe that.
I really do.
You've impressed me a little bit.
No, but you legitimately think I'm an idiot.
Okay, but I don't think that means that, like, our matter or our energy transforms to another person or, like, you become a snail or something like that or, like, you become a tree or whatever. Like, I don't think that happens. Not that, you know... Maybe. Who knows?
Exactly. Who knows?
But we become part of the universe again, just like we were before we were born. In one way or
You're
another.
You're saying, though, not living, like quote-unquote living.
Who knows? The energy
Can
that makes
you
up.
Can you go to McDonald's or not? That's all I want to know.
The energy that makes you up becomes another part of the universe in some way.
Like, I know people who are very artsy and everything. I have friends who are, like, poets and all that stuff. And I love them to death, but that we have an ongoing conversation about, they're all like, oh, well, we come back and we're flowers of the earth and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck that shit. Can I fucking eat White Castle or not? Like, I don't want to, like, I want to feel the sun on my face, but I want to be able to eat fucking good food and go get a massage. I don't care about coming back and, like, being a fucking plant.
But they're not wrong, because the vessels that we are...
Of course they're not wrong. You know who I'm talking about, people.
Well, yeah, the vessels that we are, we're these bodies, we're these things that go buried into the ground. They disintegrate into the ground. So, yeah, we become flowers and trees.
But
and...
that fucking sucks to me. Like, okay, I want to be able to taste stuff and smell
But you might be able
stuff.
To, because the energy, the thing that makes you what you
what
are...
What am I tasting, dirt? No, thank you.
No, that's the remains of who you were. But the energy or the spirit or the whatever the thing that made you what you are might come back as somebody who tastes White Castle, or might be somebody who come back.
I don't understand that at all.
Okay. So
can you have an orgasm as
a... Of course. As
really?
A plant? Plants have orgasms.
Shut the fuck up.
I have no idea.
Right. That's bullshit.
I think something happens. I would love it to be Defending Your Life.
Yes.
Yeah? Like, if that's
what's
next. Can
everybody please go watch Defending Your Life with Meryl Streep and...
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks.
Greatest
movie. So we can,
movie.
Like, and, have and, a discussion on this.
two.
That is the ultimate heaven.
Those are the two.
And that's not even heaven, right? It's like purgatory or something.
Yes, it's purgatory. Uh-huh. It's like.
I mean, I would stay there forever. But she, I'm like, fucking not? Stay there. Don't mess with it.
You can't stay there.
All right. Well, I would.
It's do you move on or do you not?
Amazing movie.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even either of the fans.
So here's my big question. Okay. Because if I'm not here one day, or if, God forbid, one of the kids comes to you in the middle of the night is like, Daddy, I'm afraid of dying. Okay. What are you going to say to them?
How old are they?
Now. Any of them.
Now. Okay. So
if Mia, Ian, or Jonah, if Mia, any of them come to you. No. It should be all the same.
No, it can't be. There's no way it can be.
Oh, no. I completely disagree with you.
I completely disagree with you. I agree with me.
Well, fucking A, of course you do. Wait a minute. What?
You have to have a different answer based upon their age.
Okay. You know why you can have a different answer?
Why?
Because then, you know what they're going to do? They're going to be like, you know what Daddy said?
No, they're not. They don't discuss death with each other.
No, if they wake up in the middle of the night scared of death,
yeah,
and they come into you and you tell them some stupid shit about being celestial beings.
But I wouldn't.
Okay.
Not to them.
All right, let's go.
Where? Go
no, just tell me what you're going to say. Tell me what stupid shit you're going to say to our kids.
If it was Mia, if she came to me as a 13-year-old girl, a teenage girl, I would tell her the reality of things, that we're people. And we're born, we die. It doesn't happen for a long time. We get to live our lives a long time. And then just like as you know, because you've experienced death with your grandparents, great-grandparents, it happens. It's nothing to be scared of. Am I wrong? This is not the right thing to say?
She knows all of, you've literally told her nothing new.
Why do I have to tell her something new?
Because like, she's not asking that.
She's not asking
for do people die. She's 13. She fucking knows that.
Okay, so what's she asking me? What's the question?
What happens after you die? Am I going to, what's going to happen to me, meaning Mia, or me, her mom, after? Go ahead. What are you going to tell her?
I would tell her that, well, that's a good question.
See? Because you never have to deal with it. But if anything happens to me, you will. Because they come to me, not you.
I would tell her that...
You're saying you would tell them all something different. But what? That doesn't do shit. Why are you telling
Because if it was Jonah, who's 7, I would say, oh, you go to a farm, you get to run around, and everything's great, and you have all your dogs.
He's not fucking Lassie. What are you talking about? Really?
Well, like when your dog dies, and you say they go to a farm.
But he's
and
not a fucking dog. Okay. Really?
For a 13-year-old, I would say, what happens when you die? Nobody knows. You move on.
Wow, look at you all verklempt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I am. This is the first time that I'm not sure what to say here.
Yeah, wow. You've never... And you know, all three of our kids have come in the middle of the night and asked me about this.
And what'd you say?
Not that.
What'd you say?
The same kind of thing that my mom has said to me. And luckily...
The same thing your mom said to you. Everything's fine. Everything's okay.
What's wrong with that?
Everything's...
What's wrong with that?
But there's nothing...
No, my mom actually happened to be really good with that. And I went through a phase, which I'm super lucky that none of our kids did. Because I think for probably a good 1 to 2 months when I was younger, I had my mom in my bed every night talking to me and trying to talk me down off a ledge about dying.
Very good.
Okay, yes.
About saying anything to make you feel okay.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I disagree with you.
Why?
And I'm extremely like what's the word? Fuck. I'm extremely critical of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that she was really amazing at.
What'd she say?
So when I was younger, she would say to me, look around you. Look at what's going on. Look at the way you move your hands and the way you think about things and the way you walk. And why is it ending? Why? Why isn't it morphing into something else? Why is this the end? That this can happen. Why is that it? And that makes sense to me.
Okay, I'm lost.
That she's saying to me, look around. It's a fucking miracle, all of it. I don't care what religion you are, and I'm not a religious person. You're not a religious person. We have a religion, but we're not religious people. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you are. You look around and you're like, holy fuck, no matter what you think happens or what you think should happen or whatever, this is fucking crazy, right?
Wait, So you, I
for real?
I come to you as your child and I say, well, mommy, what happens after I die?
Yeah.
And then you say, look around.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
I say, I say, why does it end? Why? Look what's going on now. You mean to tell me that it all just ends? You think about like when you're in the womb and, you know, we don't remember being in the womb. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure when you're in the womb and you're like fucking in there and you're like, I can't talk to you about that.
I am not getting it.
Yeah, because I'm not struggling. Really?
Yeah. Wombs and fucking.
Are you for real? No, seriously.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, so some people out there are going to agree with you and some people out there are going to
agree with me. Don't agree with me because I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Don't like, agree I don't with know. You because you are you fucking suck. Nobody okay. wants to.
All right, save this for.
At least I'm optimistic. That's my problem. Me. That's my problem is that you're so scientific that you can't see the miracle of it all.
Because I believe in what's real.
And I'm not anti-science. I'm completely for science. But there's something about it all that's like beyond that.
If you believe that.
There's nothing to believe. You're fucking living it. You're sitting there right now.
Okay. But there's an explanation for that. There's science that can explain that. So what's the miracle that we're trying to.
Okay. I disagree. But go ahead.
With what?
I disagree with the fact that it's just science. It's not just science. You're living a life. Why is that going to... So after that, I'm just going to be a fucking plant? No. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
But that's why I don't want you talking to our kids.
Yeah. That's why yeah. I did not have an answer.
Why be pessimistic when you can be optimistic?
But I'm not pessimistic.
Oh, in your own mind. To me, you're fucking pessimistic.
Wait a minute. So in your opinion, becoming a full-blown fucking star in the universe is less than becoming another person on Earth?
100%.
Really? Well, that's very arrogant of you as a human compared to the rest of the universe.
Stars are like 300 million miles from each other. Am I right? I don't want to be 300 million miles from the next person to me. I want to fucking hug them and spoon them and be like, I love you.
Star spoon.
Fuck you. Let's go. I hate you. Let's get divorced. All right. Your scariest movie.
Well, I was never big on scary movies. I was not a horror film guy. But I think... The movie that had the scariest effect on me was Nightmare on Elm Street when I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. I went to a birthday party for an older kid. Family was there. They put it on and it scared the shit out of me. And I would not go downstairs for like months in my house without an adult. I was so scared. But now it's my favorite movie, horror movie, because it's so freaking funny and it has great humor in the movie. But it's fun, scary, too. So, Nightmare on Elm Street. That's my answer.
Okay. What year is that? Do you know?
It's got to be 80.
Like 82, 84.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
You know mine.
Yeah, of course.
What?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. And only one person.
That's real scary. That's not Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, that's
scary.
My scary.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That makes sense.
My scary is not, you know... Ghosts and guys and I mean, listen, if a fucking guy in a mask jumped out at me, holy shit.
Right.
But no, that's not my scare. My scary is like realistic scary.
Something that can really happen.
100%. And for me, when I saw Silence of the Lambs and I was in seventh grade with our Rebecca, our best friend who introduced us, we went to see her mom dropped us off. Back then it was much different. You didn't have to, you know, you didn't have to be 17 to get into an R-rated
right.
movie. You can go whatever you want. And let me tell you, We didn't go to school for 3 days after that.
Becca too?
Oh, what? I was at Becca's house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. She never had to. She missed like 42 days of school a year. Right. God bless her. I love her. But it was, yeah. Like, for me, certain movies, I'm not, ghosts don't bother me. I don't believe in ghosts.
No, but if you saw, you would never be able to watch a scary movie. Like a scary ghost movie or a scary non-realistic movie.
I would be scared for 5 minutes. It's not going to keep me up at night.
I disagree.
No. The movies that keep me up at night are the movies that I'm like, I can put myself in that situation.
Right.
That's the scariest to me.
Reality, scary.
Honestly, the scariest movies to me are documentaries.
Right.
That's the scariest, Making of a Murderer. Did you watch that or you didn't?
I watched half of it and I got bored.
Of course you did. No, that legitimately scared the shit out of me. That, like, somebody's innocence can be taken from them. You know, whether or not he's innocent, I don't know for sure. But that kind of thing goes on and the justice system is so fucked up and all this stuff.
Yeah, but like, that's not a scary movie. That's not...
Yeah, it is.
It is, but we're talking about freaking Jason and Freddy and...
Okay, so for me, Myers. Silence of the Lambs is the ultimate. Like, I can't even listen to Tom Petty anymore. I can't listen to... You name your dog Precious, you're dead to me. Like, all you people out there with the dog Precious...
Is that true? Is that a thing? Do people do that?
I mean, I think that's like a big deal. Like,
because of the movie?
No, I think that's always been like Precious is like a big dog name and cat name.
I thought because of the movie.
But no, but that was the scariest movie. But my sister went on our Insta story. And I'll tell you some of the movies that people said. But my sister came on and said Seven.
Really?
Oh.
I don't think that was scary.
Come on, at the end.
It's not scary.
Oh, come. Are you really? For real?
I don't think so.
If I was pregnant and you opened a box and it was my head and your unborn child's head. That was really
fucked up.
Yeah, you're like, why don't, you're weird like this. Like you have this all. Okay. No, really. But I want to go on and say what the other movies were. The Conjuring was a big one.
I don't know that either.
Only one person said Silence of the Lambs, which bothered me. I mean, whoever said Silence of the Lambs, you and me. Dinner next week. A lot of people said The Shining, and I'm like, The Shining, it didn't scare me.
You know why
it didn't scare me? Because I'm not scared. Like, if I was in a hotel by myself, fucking bring it, dude.
Yeah, really.
Right?
All alone?
Oh, I'm not worried about Red Rum. Bring it. I don't give a shit. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Pet Sematary, Poltergeist.
The Pet Sematary is pretty scary.
Children of the Corn got a lot.
They're doing a new Pet Sematary. Did you see that?
No, I don't care.
It's coming out.
It doesn't matter to me.
You're not going to see it?
Exorcist is fine. I don't really... Pet Sematary? Yeah. What? Of course I'm not going to see it.
Did you see the original?
I don't give a shit. No, I don't see. Are you kidding me? I want to see A Star is Born so badly with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I cannot get to the fucking movies to see that. You think I'm going to give a shit about a horror film? No, I want to go see that.
Okay.
The Conjuring got like Insidious got 1,000.
Wait, which one's Insidious?
I have no idea.
That sounds familiar to me.
Freddy Krueger got some. When a Stranger Calls. It. The Exorcist. Yeah.
All right. But anyway. We're almost done. Let's close it out.
We're almost done.
Last question.
Oh.
Scariest thing that ever happened to you. What you got?
You go first.
Okay. The scariest.
I don't know how much I should share. I don't know how much I'm ready to share.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Yours is worse than mine.
Yeah.
My scariest thing was ziplining in Costa Rica.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was the scariest, but also the coolest thing I've ever done.
Okay.
So for me, that's like the scariest thing I've done. But, I mean, is it scary?
I thought you were going to say like when you got in an accident with a cop car. That wasn't scary to you?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was freaky, but not... Like, I was freaked out for a second, but it wasn't scary, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I think that was the scariest for me was you can read about it on the website. I don't know if I'm ready to like quite talk about it. Happened to me on the subway.
Okay. Yeah, leave it for the site.
But just because I don't know if I'm ready to like actually talk about it.
Okay.
But you can definitely go to the website and read about the story.
I think we're done.
We're done.
Yeah, it's enough. Anything else? I think we've taken this out.
Don't name your pets Precious, please. It's not a good situation. No drinking and driving.
You don't have to anymore.
And now you can have like self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars.
No, Uber. Uber.
Yeah, always Uber.
I mean, we legitimately do not drink and drive ever.
Nope, never.
Never, never, never. We're all about Uber. Uber, can you sponsor us, please?
How far do you...
Why? Did you just say why?
No, like, why wouldn't you? Oh. Like, why drive?
Oh, no. We are 100%. Like, we are like... There needs to be some kind of like... upper class Uber, like you're the elite Uber of all right. Ubers, because we Uber every weekend.
Like, and how far do you go? Like, it's
I would never, honestly, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I would, there's a helicopter. They're coming to get me. See?
See?
I told you they're coming to get me. Fucking part. See, they heard us this podcast.
This is the 20-year-old drunken driving.
Go ahead.
Helicopter.
You try to parent without me. Go ahead. They're coming to get me.
Sure.
Well, when I was in high school, I worked for Banana Republic. I was super proud of it. I loved it.
Wow.
They're coming for me. See, they're going to land on the fucking roof.
I'm going to put my mic against the window.
Shit. Fucking parking tickets. See? Shit.
Military planes.
Pousse is going to be my...
All right, let's let people get out of here because I think we're done.
Super fun.
No, we're good.
I don't know if you're my prison mate. I love you.
All right, guys, thanks so much for listening.
Okay.
Once again, here we go. We've had better.
What? You don't think it was good? I think it was super good.
Remember that scene in Liar Liar, and he wakes up next to the girl,
I've had better.
And she's like, well, how what do you think? I've had better.
Why? It was so terrible?
No, it's fun. It's all good.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's fun.
I don't know. I feel like I divulge some of my biggest secrets.
Well, we're all gonna...
Soft landing. Imagine like you're doing some kind of backflip. And you're landing on this. It's a soft landing.
I think the takeaway from this whole thing is that we're all stardust.
No, fuck you. No. The takeaway from this is if you can't have White Castle, then just fucking all.
I would love me some White Castle right
now. Can we go? Will you go get some?
Yeah, I will.
I'm supposed to be a vegetarian, but I would give it up for that.
I'm going to get White Castle. So love you guys.
Really?
I got to go.
Would you get it for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.